In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We feel that it is the most serious obligation to speak of the matter of communism at least once a year. I allude to the subject occasionally, but I try to make an issue of the matter on the last Sunday of every year, so as to mark that Sunday and to make sure that at least we have done something toward reminding you of your obligation with respect to this subject. The fact of communism is one of the most terrible tragedies and horrors imaginable. In fact, truly, it is not imaginable. The meanness and the brutality and the inexorableness of communism, and I am speaking not of a thing, but of communism in the person of this organized body of men and women. The horror of it is not describable simply because communism goes from one extremity to another, from one incredible brutality to another. It sponsors a certain ingenuity in bringing sorrow, despair, and suffering upon as many of the human race as it can get its hands on. And it specializes in blood-curdling terror. The most frightening and the most dreadful kinds of terror. And it does this in order to warn all the people of the world that they are to submit to it or to expect a great punishment if they do not. To my knowledge, the closest thing that there has ever been to communism was the ancient Assyrian Empire, which made a point of bringing terrible suffering upon its victims in order to warn all other nations how they should submit or how they would be punished if they gave a thought not to doing so. But the Assyrian Empire was nothing compared to communism, nothing, neither as highly organized nor as ambitious. And, of course, whenever we bring up the subject, we cannot fail to make an issue of the fact that so greatly are the news media controlled by communist sympathizers and presumably the communist power itself that practically nothing is said about this matter. I think you could say that they are more interested in warning you about the dangers of certain kinds of toys for your children than they are about telling you of the horrors of communism and of its grotesque reality. This is such an important point because, my dear people, you are constantly being battered by an anti-communist propaganda. not only is the issue of communism not discussed, but positive efforts are made to soften people's resistance toward the idea or to ridicule those who see communism as it is. And so complete and comprehensive is the control of liberals and pro-communists over the news media throughout the world that it is easy for people to imagine that those who are concerned with communism, with the vastness of its empire and the seriousness of its threat, are silly or are fanatics or are overly imaginative, even though it is easy to find out what the communist power is, and it is easy to learn how terrible are its tortures. And the main point of my discussion here today is to remind you parents that you have an obligation not only to keep informed on this subject, you have to keep informed to such an extent that you never let yourself become unmindful of the reality of communism and of the poor victims of communism throughout the world, in Eastern Europe, in the Soviet Union, in Africa, in Cuba, and increasingly in South America, to say nothing of China and the Southeast Asia. Also, you have a serious obligation to make sure that your own children grow up informed about this. I don't need to tell you that they will not hear anything reliable in the schools about it. And they're not going to see any television shows dramatizing it as it is. They're more likely to see dramatizations of Nazi terror, most of which is altogether false. With regard to communism, it is impossible to describe how terrible it is. This little quotation might prove relevant. I don't know how many of you recall the death of Mao Tse-tung in 1976, how the political leaders throughout the world sent their condolences to the Chinese Communist government over the death of this great leader, as they referred to him. And of course, the President of the United States did the same foolish, dastardly thing. Little wonder that word of Mao's death was received in the Republic of China and among millions of overseas Chinese with happiness and celebration, talking about the many thousands, millions of Chinese, both on the island of Taiwan and throughout the world, all refugees from Red China. One would not have known it by the shameful reports of the American television networks, which rushed onto the air with Maoist propaganda films to mourn the death of one of the most brutal tyrants in human history. There was no word of the 64 million or so Chinese victims murdered by Mao's revolution, or of the 35 million Chinese now being worked to death in his thousands of slave camps. Forgotten were his military dictatorship and autocratic rule, constant terror and repression, mass murder of millions of merchants and landowners, police state and spy system, elimination by confiscation of private ownership, negation of every human right and civil liberty, brainwashing and enslavement of intellectuals and students, destruction of China's ancient traditions and ethics, persecution of religion, and demolition of churches, mosques, and temples, disruption of family ties, and dissolution of the marriage system, and even his vast network for production of opium and massive shipments of heroin to the West. That's only the briefest sample, because we could mention one of these communist brutes after another and point with ease to massacres conducted by these murderers in one country after another. We, for instance, could begin to tell about the story of Rhodesia, which once the communists gained control of, they changed the name to Zimbabwe. That story was nicely omitted from the newspapers, even though they're very busily engaged now in undermining the government of South Africa. They already have a name for South Africa when they take it over. The excuse for the anti-South African propaganda, of course, is referred to as the apartheid, the strict racial segregation there in that country. They're making a great issue out of the fact that the blacks of South Africa do not have a vote. They're not going to tell you that all the blacks of South Africa came there of their own free will in order to find some stability of life, some security in that white government. Never have the blacks of South Africa been persecuted, but they are throughout other places, other of the black nations of Africa, most of which now, as you know, are communist controlled. But you will not hear the liberal news media screaming about the fact that Christians in Israel have no vote. They'll make no issue of the fact that no one in the Principality of Monaco has a vote. They surely will not complain about the poor people of Afghanistan who have no vote, whose country has been taken over by the communists, and who are now being liquidated with cold-blooded brutality. When they talk about Afghanistan, you would think they were describing a chess game or some kind of brotherly skirmish. But when you read of what is going on in Afghanistan, chills run down your spine. So cruel are the communists toward those people who supposedly have a right to their own country. But you will not hear, of course, the United Nations making any issue of it, nor will they complain about the fact that the vote in the communist countries, wherever, means absolutely nothing, except you had better be sure to cast your vote if you want any food in the next months. I'm sure you've noticed the news media describing what is going on in the Philippines. They will not tell you, of course, that the president is a great obstacle. President Ferdinand Marcos is a great obstacle to the communist advance there, and so the communist program calls for his ouster. The script, which they seem to be reading, follows exactly the script that was read with regard to Somoza of Nicaragua. They don't want Marcos out only, they want to take over the government. And that is the issue in the Philippines, but you would never guess it. Within the last 2-3 weeks, terrorists put bombs in an Italian passenger train, which blew up in a tunnel, killing quite a few and injuring over 100. According to the news media, calls came in from both left and right-wing terrorist groups claiming this crime. And now they're saying that the crime was committed by neo-fascists, that is, right-wing or conservative groups. They have no evidence at all, but if you listen to the radio, you'll hear that they are saying that this is the case. Why is it the case? Because someone called in and claimed to be a neo-fascist and claimed to have done it. And so ignorant are people that they believe this. Anyone can call in and say, I did it, and say, I am a neo-fascist, or I am a communist, or I am a terrorist, or I am anything. Which means, of course, that there is no evidence at all that rightists committed this crime. And the chances are definitely in favor of the red terrorists who are operating more and more boldly in Italy. You've heard undoubtedly of the death squads of El Salvador. The news media refused to tell you what the death squads are. The time will come, most likely, when we will wish we had death squads in this country. They're simply citizens of El Salvador who are banding together to murder the communists before the communists murder them. If ever any of you wish to organize a death squad, I will not be able to join your group, but I will take on the chore of being a chaplain. And if you go out for communists, I will absolve you if you come back not having gotten him. And of course, you need to be mindful of the fact that now, more and more openly, the Conciliar Catholic Church is most actively assisting the communist advance in scores of countries, and without apology. I was recently in South Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley, and I found out there that the Catholic bishops in Texas and priests are very busy trying to infiltrate communist agitators, not only out of Mexico, but out of other South American and Latin American countries. And there is no secrecy about it, not in that area. But, of course, we're not going to hear that this far north. Remember, my main point here is that you have to keep abreast of these things so that you can know what you are hearing and what is not being said by the news media, because if you do not keep informed, you will begin to think as you are being programmed to think. If you do not read, it will not be very long before you will begin to imagine that you're getting the full story or the correct story. And also, you have to be constantly instructing your children, not only what the truth is, but also you must encourage them to read material that will inform them. God knows they're not going to get it in the public schools. I say, therefore, that every household should be receiving good anti-communist literature. I personally recommend the Review of the News and American Opinion, and to some extent, Human Events is good, although it is more politically oriented. And you young people, you are supposed to inform yourself of this matter. Your Parents cannot beat it into your heads if you are unwilling. But you definitely have a responsibility to know. In fact, the chances are very great that you are going to have to deal with communism more closely than some of the oldsters here. If you don't know the Communist Party line, if you don't know how their propaganda works, if you don't know how they proceed, and the fact that you can never trust a communist to do anything other than be a communist. For an example, the news media keep on telling us how important it is that the United States conduct arms talks with the Soviets. And it seems that nowadays the Soviets are increasingly disturbed about the fact that there is talk of the United States establishing in outer space what is called the High Frontier System. And the communist bosses are saying that it is not very encouraging. It is not likely that the Soviets will be able to come to any arms agreements with the United States if the United States insists on mounting this high frontier system. No one suggests in the news media that it is not our business to be talking to communists. No one says, what good is it to talk to communists when they have already said in advance that they feel no obligation to keep any agreement and would never make any agreement that is to be taken seriously with those whom they call the capitalists. You see, among the communists, the capitalists are the enemies. And anything is allowed to erase the world of capitalists. Anything. A few lies is nothing when that is only part of the tactic. But to hear the news media, there is something terrible about there being some kind of tension between the Soviets and the United States. And unless we come to some kind of agreements with regard to nuclear arms, this tension will continue. And we mustn't have this tension. You'll never hear anyone say, there should not be any tension in this country, but there should be no end of anxiety among the communists. It should be our policy to cause them to imagine that at any time they would be attacked on any of their multiple fronts. That from every angle and from every country, bombers are on the way to bomb the hell out of them. That is the kind of anxiety they should be suffering from, instead of the American people being threatened constantly with nuclear destruction, which could exist only because the United States government is so generous with its technology and with its farm products and with its money. My point is, of course, to point out to you how the propaganda can wear you down if you're not constantly reading behind-the-scenes information. Behind-the-scenes, that is, the scenes that are presented to you. I'm sure you're aware that our Blessed Lady at Fatima warned us about communism. She appeared in the very year when the Soviet Union fell to the Tsarist regime fell to the revolutionists. And she warned that if people did not face up to certain theological realities, that Russia would spread its errors throughout the whole world. And Our Lady said also, many nations will be destroyed. Many nations have been destroyed, and others are on the verge. They are lined up according to the communist strategy. When we pray to Our Lady of Fatima, our rosaries, when we offer our penances, this is not to ask God to intervene and with thunderbolts to destroy the communist empire. This is rather to pray that enough people will become awake and that they themselves will overthrow this terrible and frightening empire, this empire of evil, which it is most certainly. We say that you are not a good Catholic unless you take these matters very seriously. You're neither a good citizen nor a good Catholic unless you are engaged in informing yourself and informing others to the extent that they will listen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.